I'm outside the Forum once again. Come out here in glorious sunshine for this time in the morning. And it was a little bit cool earlier on, but it's not too bad. And very pleased to be getting some fresh air in the early morning here. Sun shining brightly behind St. Peter Mancroft Church. And I'm here because this is actually where people in their blue tabards stand during the day. They're city hosts. We often see them from our offices here in the Forum. And they've become a bit of a fixture in recent years because they help visitors find their way around and they advise tourists on the best places to go and discover during their trip to Norwich and some places that they might not originally think of going to. Jamara Mulcahy's in charge of all the hosts, and you've got a team of hosts, haven't you? How many people do you have at the moment?
Well, we're currently on over 30 volunteers, and we're always looking to recruit. We don't have any set number. The more, the better.
And you're after some more volunteers, aren't you? You've got a special event today.
Yeah, so we will be outside the Forum from 12 o'clock, promoting our new Twitter account, which is at Norwich City Host, just encouraging followers, trying to recruit through that and just show how fun and exciting the role is.
Let's find out how fun and exciting it is. Richard Edwards is a host. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were working yesterday. What kind of things were people asking you?
The most common questions are, where are the main attractions, like the cathedrals? But then certain stores, I won't obviously name them, but there's popular stores that they like. But you often get the question about, can we do something different rather than just, for example, the city castle? Fine, everybody knows where that is. But it's just knowing that there's other little museums.
Where do you send them then?
Well, we send them to the Bridewell or Strangers Hall, places like that. But there's lots and lots around the city. I mean, we're so lucky to live in such a beautiful city. There's the churches, other than just the cathedrals.
And how much do you have to know about the city to be a city guide? Do you have to have an encyclopedic knowledge of everywhere to go?
Oh, no, Nikki. Providing that you live in the city, you've probably got a pretty good idea where the main things are. But we have an excellent map that we carry and we give out. They're free. And within that, there's lots of places highlighted, so that most of the main places are already identified.
And where are people coming from this year? Where are the tourists coming from?
Oh, my word, they come from everywhere. I've spoken to Australians, Canadians, South Africans, lots and lots of Europeans, of course. But we get them from all over the UK, literally everywhere.
And what do you enjoy most about the job? I'm guessing it's just quite nice to meet people from all over the world.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, it's wonderful. It's no stress whatsoever. You can have a wander around, and it's just a helping the people, making sure that they enjoy the city itself and they get everything from the city rather than just perhaps think, oh, well, it was okay. We want them to go away saying that was absolutely brilliant.
And tell their friends and get their friends to come here.
Exactly.
That's the idea. So, Jamara, what kind of qualities, I'm sure Richard has all of them, do you need to be a city host?
You just need to be a welcoming and friendly individual. We cater to students, people who are looking to do something in their spare time, people who want to make friends. There's no boundaries or guidelines on what kind of person you have to be. As long as you're willing to talk to people, that's all there is to it.
And you're looking for some more volunteers, aren't you? And as you build your team of volunteers, is there a chance in the future that there might be a paid role?
As far as I know, the job is just about being out on the streets and giving something back to Norwich. It's just about sharing your passion. It's a couple hours a week, and it's something great on your CV. It builds great work experience for our students, and I think you gain so much more in the role just doing it.
Yeah, great. And Richard, you do this in all weathers, presumably. Lovely day today to be outside the Forum, lovely sunny day, but I'm sure you've done it in all weathers.
Oh, yes. Sometimes you sit there and you think, well, what on earth am I doing out here when it's absolutely throwing it down? But then I did have a question a couple of weeks ago when it was absolutely throwing it down. The question was, when's the rain going to stop?
Right, if you could inform people of a detailed weather forecast as well.
Yes, it's one of those things. You just try and go with it. And that's a sort of part of the job as well. The general public, they enjoy having somebody there to help them. So, you know, they make the job fun.
That's right. Get all sorts of questions, I can imagine.
All sorts, yes.
Thank you very much. Good to see you. And look out for them if you're in the centre of Norwich. They're often standing here outside the Forum with blue tabards on, ready to help you with your questions.